The group which runs Irish Boxing says it's acutely aware of the need for reform within their organisation after Minister for Sport Jack Chambers said the Irish Amateur Boxing Association would face, quote, immediate and severe financial sanctions if governance reforms didn't happen in 3 months. A recently commissioned independent report suggested the IABA be run by a new 12-member board of directors, half of which would be independent. The report is to be put before the organisation's EGM in June. High Performance Director Bernard Dunn resigned his position earlier this month, unhappy with how the organisation was run and how he was treated ahead of last year's Olympic Games, where Kelly Harrington won a gold medal. Previous director Billy Walsh left his position due to internal politics within the IABA. He's now the head coach with Team USA Boxing, and he's with us now. Billy Walsh, good morning. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Good morning, Gavin.
The minister says the IABA must make radical changes or face immediate financial sanctions. What do you think? Will they?
I think so. I think it's, with the radical financial sanctions, that'll make it happen. And, you know, it's time that the sport moved in 21st century and, stop losing performance directors and people that are doing great jobs. You know, this high performance unit, since 2003, when Gary Keegan set it up, since then has won 9 Olympic medals, which has been phenomenal in that space of time. And we're going to lose all of that and all of that talent and all of that success if we don't reform.
He's given the IABA 3 months to change their organisations. Do you think they'll agree to be able to do it in that time?
Well, I would say there's a necessity. They need to change it, and quickly. You know, they've got all of the paperwork that they need to know, they've got to reform it in that time, because there's people that are at the head of the helm, you know, over those 3 performance directors leaving, and some of them, and a lot of them are there since the last 2 left, and they still haven't changed. So I think maybe it's the time for a good clear out, and as I say, bring in a new board, and with a mindset of working in the 21st century.
Will you remind us of the circumstances of why you left, of what it was about the organisation you were unhappy with?
Well, it was really around control and power. All I wanted was to be able to, the autonomy to do my job, and that was a big part of it. And to be able to select your own destiny, select your own team to work with, and to stop the interference into the program, team selection, all of that. And that was a major reason. And they gave me a contract that it was impossible for me to work in, with so many restrictions on it. I wasn't able to do, and I had no control over any of the program.
The IABA says it's, quote, already aware of staunch opposition among some long-standing volunteer members to the primary recommendations proposed in the review. What do you think that means?
Well, it means there's a lot of archaic people that are in the sport for a hell of a long time. They've done lots of good work as volunteers back in the day, but you got a professional unit. The sport is professionalized, right? And you got a professional unit working within an amateur organization, and people that are living in the past, and this is how we always done it, and this is how we should do it. And they're not up to today's governance practices. And, I think that's what the high performance unit was put together for, because boxing had fallen behind, even though it's a big sport, had fallen way behind. But forget, in 2000 Olympic Games, we had one boxer qualified. 2004 Olympic Games, we had one boxer qualified. And since then, we've won 9 medals. But it took that change of professionalism around us and to come to terms with what the world's best practice was, to get it up. We all was back onto the top of world podiums. And the sport itself, and the running, and the system around the sport itself is archaic. Was put together over 100 years ago, and it needs to move with the times, and the people that are in it need to move with the times, or the sport is going to be left behind.
Jack Chambers, Minister Jack Chambers, says he thinks that, or he rather, he hopes that if these reforms are implemented, that Bernard Dunn will return to the position of High Performance Director. Do you think he will?
I'm not so sure. I think, you know, as I said earlier on, the same people are in place that have overseen the demise of three performance directors. So how could you go back into that and believe that you're going to change and give them, give, put him into a psychological workplace where he's going to be safe? So at the moment, I don't see that happening unless there is a full reform and there's a get together to make amends. But that hasn't happened, and I don't see it happening.
Irish boxing has been very successful during the period in which you have pointed out that there have been many problems with control and with the organisation. What will happen to Irish boxing if members don't agree to change, in your view?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, 95% of the funding for Irish boxing from the government. And the sport will fail to be able to meet the demands of international boxing. And, you know, every generation or so, we will throw up maybe an Olympic medal, but not on the consistency that we're doing it at the moment.
Billy Walsh, a former High Performance Director with the Irish Amateur Boxing Association and currently head of Team USA Boxing. Thank you very much.